Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace Show, where we're creating a conversation for what God's doing through Christians in the marketplace. I'm Sean Bowles, and my co-host is Bob Hassan.
We interview everyday influencers, business leaders, and entrepreneurs from all areas of industry, exposing you to powerful stories of what God's doing through people just like you.
We're also sharing our thoughts about what God's doing in finance, business, entertainment, and politics.
Come join the conversation now.
Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Hassan with my co-host, Sean Bowles. Sean, who do we have on today?
I'm excited because whenever someone starts a business that's kind of outside the box, I get excited when God is blessing it and we get to hear their story. So we have Joshua and Brittany Arsenal, and they've started Flying Cow Tallow, Bob, which is a skin ointment that helps your skin when you have issues like eczema or cystic acne or these kinds of things. I mean, it really helps even fungus, those kinds of things. And we've been using it. They actually sent us some just because they wanted us to get to know them when we asked them to be on the show. Yeah. And it's helping little Hartley's eczema. I'll tell them too later on, but it's helping her eczema and it's helping just some things that we have going on. And so it really works, which is good. And it's also the way that they source it is really awesome because we tried Tallow before and it felt gross and this didn't. So I'm not trying to promote their product. We get nothing for it, but I just really believe in them and I love their God story. So I think we have a really rich story coming up from this family of seven kids and two parents. Up next, I love the prophetic and I love the office of a prophet. And I believe God's reestablishing it in our generation. And I believe that there's some guardrails that we can put up so that this could be a healthy reestablishment. And I wrote a book called Modern Prophets to help you in your business, your church, your ministry, your political office to incorporate prophetic voices to actually activate the office of the prophet within your organization. Or maybe you are a prophet or you're a prophetic voice and you know you need to understand how to be activated. And God wants to do this in very clear ways so that it's easy to understand and easy to have those guardrails, those boundaries. After decades of moving in the prophetic, I wrote this as an instructional manual to help you. But it'll help you to activate people in your community and in your midst. Even if you're the prophet, it's going to help you to activate the atmosphere around you to receive that gift and understand your gifting. So this book comes with a masterclass where you can actually have assignments and understanding to take you deeper. And I love how we film this. It's going to be so informational, but also impartational. Get the book, get the masterclass free now.
Welcome back, Sean. We're here with Brittany and Joshua. Joshua and Brittany, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We're so glad you're here, and not just because you're entrepreneurs and you're going after God in this unique way as a family, but also because we've been using your stinking product, and that's amazing. Like, my wife and I and our kids, one of my daughters has some eczema, and we've been using the Tallow on the eczema, and this is like no joke. Like, you guys just sent it to us just so we'd know who you were for the show. But her eczema is going away, just like people with who do Tallow know it does. But we're so grateful because she struggled with this since she was a baby. And we tried to use Tallow when she was a baby, but it didn't work. It was a really weird substance of Tallow that we tried to use. So it was just the wrong brand. But now we've been using it. I literally look at my wife every room I walk into and she's rubbing your product like all over her, the Flying Cow, like all of your product is all over her body. Then I'm bearding it up. Like, I'm doing the beard cream. I was in the orange kind. I was like getting it on me. I was like, I don't care if I smell like a girl. This smells amazing. Like, I love it. I like love the smell. And it was just so funny. Our 9-year-old, I do have to admit though, is grossed out that it's from animal product because she feels like she's a vegetarian and she's very offended. But the rest of us are in heaven.
Respect.
So tell us where this all started. Take us on your journey.
All right. Do you want me to start off, babe? Well, we always wanted to have a big family and I wanted to have them quick. I didn't want to stretch it out. We always wanted to have 5 kids was the plan. And so we had 4 babies really close in 4.5 years.
Wow.
We stuck to that plan. It's about the only thing that actually, you know, you make plans and they don't always work out. That's about the only thing that has worked out. You know how we plan. But
so but we then have you have more, though, because you have more.
Yeah, we're pregnant right now with number 7. Yes.
That plan didn't work out. Just, you know, 4 did not work out.
We had so much fun with 5. We tried for 6 and then we were like, we're done. And then the Lord was like,
one more.
Yes. Oh, what a surprise. But yeah, so my body was like so angry at like, you just made me had 4 kids in 4.5 years. And I felt like I was falling apart and my skin had really bad cystic acne. Oh, I couldn't even smile. Like, I'd be in the shower and they would just burst and I'd have blood going down my face. Mm. It was just really painful. it affected my confidence, you know, it just hurt. Just even smiling hurt. I'd wake up in the morning, kind of stretch my face, and it was painful. And I tried a lot of expensive things. I saw a dermatologist or aestheticians. Nothing really worked. And so I love researching natural methods, and tallow came up. And I was, what is this? It's an interesting word. Sounds fancy. And it was basically rendered cow fat. And I was like, interesting. So I read more into it, and it talked about this vitamin profile and how it's similar to the oils that my own skin already produces. And so it absorbs easily into the skin. If you're allergic to a lot of things, since it's almost the same as our own oils, usually you don't have negative reactions to it. So it was not that expensive. So it fit our budget. I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And it was slow, but after a couple weeks, I could tell it wasn't getting worse. And I just kept using it. I just use a bar of soap and the tallow. Super simple. It's pretty much what I still do today. And then after about 4 months, I started getting like compliments because my skin was glowing, and we didn't have a whole lot of money at the time. We've always worked for ourselves, different businesses. And, it was just a real like couple years going without pay, kind of one of those situations. And so I was like, I know this is cheap, but I need to start making it myself to save money. So I just got the cheapest oil I can find on Amazon, some peppermint oil. And I found a really good source of tallow. Some old ladies had rendered it, and I just got to work making my own recipe. And that's really how it started, the very, very beginning. And I loved my recipe a lot better than the one.
That's really good. So Joshua, you have a job, you guys are having kids, you have a whole bunch of young kids, and now you're going to start, you know, a new venture, a new business. And you saw what the product did for your wife. So what are you thinking about moving into this as in a partnership with your wife?
Well, so she was at a certain point, probably about 9 months into it, like she started getting so busy that it started affecting our daily life, because she started sharing it with friends and then started an Etsy shop. And
my mental health.
Yeah. She was doing markets and things of that nature. And so she was getting up early, staying up late. And it was really kind of, I mean, with her homeschooling, the kids and all that, it was really kind of starting to affect our life. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, we need to make a decision. Are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. Because like, if we're going to pursue this as a business, then I'm going to get involved and we're going to streamline some things and we're going to make this work, or we're going to have to stop because this is unsustainable. And mm-hmm. so we prayed and I got involved and we started streamlining. I started helping. And we kind of let it grow organically. And so we would kind of do what was in front of us. And so we got a little bit bigger, better equipment, and we were still working out of our laundry room, but it became like a team venture as opposed to her just working her butt off all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, even thinking about like one of your first big decisions together was later on was to open a brick and mortar store, which is really a hard way to sell stuff unless it's a god idea, because brick and mortars at the time, I'm assuming this was all what was the time frame around the pandemic with this, like opening?
So we built our first store in 2019. Okay. Ooh, good time to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a really cool story connected to that. Maybe we can get to that later, but we had 5 kids at the time, homeschooling them, and people coming over every other day, most days, and sometimes in the evenings. So our house that we're still in, it's a little 3-bedroom house, and it's like, it's ripping at the seams.
Yeah.
So once again, we were just like, we need to go for it or we need to stop. There's just like no other, this is not sustainable. And something that the Lord has put inside of me, I don't know why, but maybe it's because I've had so many kids so quickly. I figured out pretty quickly, if I want to be, you know, sane, I have to get help. Yeah. And that's kind of carried over to business.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, if there was something that I could find somebody to help with, we were like 3 or 4, I guess you were helping at the time. And I found a girl that could label for me. So it's just like, as soon as we could find something to hand off, because I'm like, we have a bunch of kids. Like, this is our dream, is our family. And this is what the Lord's put before us. If we're going to make this work, we've got to get help. And so we built the team pretty early on. That was kind of the high priority as far as, okay, if this is going to work long term, we need some people to do this with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then that you start the store in 2019, then we go through the pandemic. So I'm sure you just went right online even more than you were before. Yes. Talk about the challenge of that. Talk about like, okay, we started this. We felt like God put this in our hearts. It's working for us as a family, but it's also going to kill us if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't morph. So talk mm-hmm. about that transition.
Well, I feel like we had a pretty good online presence. We started actually on Etsy. I had $50 of grocery money, and I actually opened it on his birthday in 2017. And so we kind of began online. Mm-hmm. So having 2020 and the challenges of most people, you know, having curbside pickup and stuff like that, we already had an established routine with that. So 2020, as far as online, was really, really good. People were bored and they were buying our towels.
We actually opened our second brick and mortar in the middle of the pandemic.
Yes.
And oh, wow. So we actually, in Fredericksburg, Texas, we spent 3 or 4 months in the middle of the summer of 2020 building out our second store. And so amazing. we the Lord said go, and so we did. And so it was absolutely asinine to do such a thing.
Right.
Everybody's masked up and no one knows what you can or can't do. And mm-hmm. the Lord's like, go for it. And so we did. And so that year for that store was the best year that we've had. Mm-hmm. Since we've opened it, that 2020, amazing. Well, the pandemic, that store has produced its best.
Nobody was flying. Everybody was just driving to these little towns. So that was where everybody went to vacation. So it was just like something, it was pretty wild, but he needed to put his, he doesn't like to stay still for too long. So he needed something. I'm like the steady day to day, like details. And he's, if you probably already figured that out, he's like big picture. We need to streamline. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we opened 3 stores in 3 years.
So that's almost, so if you take what you did with kids, that means that you're going to have another store in 3.5 years.
That's right. Maybe a little bit.
Tell us how, I mean, initially the Lord gave you this idea to solve a problem on your face, mm-hmm. But he had to have spoken more to you about what it looks like out in the future in the big picture. And tell our listeners and our viewers how you heard the Lord and followed kind of that call, because you've done a pretty radical thing to move out of all your other businesses and into this.
I feel like I really see about a week ahead. Mm-hmm. And as far as dreaming into it, as far as opening each store, I feel like we are not experts in business. Like, we're not experts in parenting or anything that we're doing is really, we're not really qualified to do, I feel like. So I feel like the Lord's taken the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Mm-hmm. And there's not really, we've just kind of done what the Lord has set before us today. Like, when we were going to Fredericksburg, we were going on our post-COVID trip that May. No, we didn't really know that COVID had, you know, a couple of years still to go. But, and then we just stumbled upon this shop and the Lord opened the door, and it's kind of like, will you say yes? So it's, there's not really been this huge, I feel like we're transitioning into that now. Mm-hmm. As far as like, okay, let's dream big. We have a team. We've established what we set out to do. So we're just tapping into that. But so far, it's just been like, what do you have for us today, Lord? What do you have for us this week? What do we say yes to, you know, moment by moment kind of thing?
Do you think it's scarier to do a business like that with the Lord than the normal, let's do a 5-year business plan and feasibility? Or is it more safe because you're walking with God? Because a lot of people are like starting businesses right now or doing entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. They're worried that if they really surrender it all and do it God's way, that it's just going to equal suffering or something, that God's going to take their real dream away from them. But what we're finding, Bob and I are having these conversations, and it feels like people like you who are like, actually, we wouldn't have done this without the Lord, and we're so much further than we would have been, is my thought.
The Lord has always, he gave us a scripture a long time ago that was, I'll lead the blind in a way they do not know.
Yeah.
And I've, we laugh because it's kind of like we're in a constant fog, and he's a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. And so we do what is in front of us. And when we're faithful to that, we are able to see where this can go. And so we've never, I've not been, me myself personally, I've not been someone that does a 5-year plan, because I'm in this place of being obedient to the yes, and he's never not showed up for us. Mm-hmm. And so we've done some really dramatic and crazy things, and we've always, we've trusted him to be faithful. And so in that faithfulness, we're kind of, like she said, we're kind of walking into the place that, okay, we're starting, the fog's kind of starting to lift. We're kind of seeing a little bit of a bigger picture of what this is and what it can be. And so it's just the faithful and the little things is where this has been, where it's kind of the foundation that this is built on any of our businesses, has been just, okay, what do we do? Like she said, what do we do today? Like, yeah, what are we faithful to today? And then bringing in really great people that help piecemeal together the rest of the vision, like, because the Lord has always been faithful to bring us the people that we need in the season that we need them. And it helps to kind of frame what we're doing. And so that helps as well.
I love, you know, the scripture where Jesus says, I do what I see the Father doing. And that's what I hear you guys saying right now, is you're sensing what the Father is doing and you're doing it. Yeah. I love the fact that you just said that the Lord has brought people to help you, because in this post-pandemic era right now, it's hard to find employees. And
it's true.
And so you have surrendered that also. And it feels like what you're saying is, in your surrender to the Lord and walking with him on a daily basis, he's supplying everything you need, not only the right people, but suppliers, I'm sure, and distribution. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful story you have there.
And he tells us, like, we hired a gentleman a couple months ago, and we hired him. We usually just hire people because the Lord highlights them, and he says, hire them. And we're like, how much do we pay them? And he gives us an amount. And so it's very much like, it's really just a moment by moment, because we don't really know, because we don't have the budget for it. Like, okay, Lord, we have no budget for this. Let's do this. What's our budget for their pay?
That's been more of the case, is that he tells us to do things that aren't, like, this doesn't make sense on paper. I can run numbers all day, but this doesn't make sense. This isn't in our budget, but growth and faith require to stretch. And so we've just been faithful with doing that very thing. And so it's really easy to get to pencil whip yourself into a place of, well, of not expecting God to provide. And so it's really easy to crunch the numbers. Well, why we can't do that? Well, that's not very much faith, because this is God's business. And so, like she said, we've just done those things, and it hurts and it's terrifying. But like I said before, he has always showed up, and he's just given us exactly what we need. And we sow deeply into our team, and we reap. We have zero turnover. We have a lifelong community out of our people that are so much more than employees. They're family. And so we sow deeply into them, into their rest, into their emotional and spiritual health, and into all of those things, because it's,
or even their dreams,
into their dreams.
If they're not going to be here forever, like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And that's I think a good example of just listening to the Lord. We're about a year and a half into doing this out of our house, starting to feel the mental crumbling of, like, waking up at 5, making tallow, homeschooling all day, taking care of kids afternoon, doing, you know, online customer service, more school, and then evening we would do packages. So it was like,
you should probably have started a coffee shop in between for your own family.
So much caffeine. And so we're into that. And then this thing comes up in our community. They're going to give away $500,000 to sow into another business to diversify the economy here, because we're very oil and gas based economy. And so I just felt in my heart, like, this is perfect. I'll just start doing night school. Let's just add one more thing to it for 6 months. Because the requirement was to do business night school for 6 months. You would give your pitch, at the end, and whoever felt had the best business, they could give up to $500,000. And we're drowning in our house, like, this is from the Lord, I'm going to go for it. And I go to him, and he's just kind of like, doesn't have peace about it. But he says, this is kind of like the first time in our marriage we didn't have, it wasn't that we just were disagreeing, but we were like seeing different things. I was like, oh yes, this is the way to go. And he was like, I just don't feel like that's the route we're supposed to take. But he said, babe, I'm going to trust you. Like, if you feel like that, and I felt so loved by that, I felt so trusted and seen. And so I did the 6 months of night school. I learned so much. I think there's a high value to the 5-year plan. There's a high value to the business plan. It's just, and you know, now that we may be going into that very thing, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyways, we're at 2 weeks before the pitch, and I have a dream, and I share it with Joshua, and he says, I feel like the Lord's telling you to step out of this competition. And they basically have told us, like, you guys have shown us a year and a half of your sales. They're amazing, proven concept. Why wouldn't they give you the money? And so I'm like, okay, I'm all right, Lord. I feel like this is what you're saying, but I'm not sure. So I need some more confirmation. The next night I see a book in the dream, and it has the name of the competition on the book. And I lay the book down on the desk, just to be very literal, laying it down. And I'm like, okay, I hear this, Lord. I have a high value for dreams. I love dreams. You've spoken to us in dreams before. I share it with him. And he's like, I told you. And so I'm like, Lord, I love dreams, but I'm a Bible girl. Could you just like confirm this with some of your scripture, please? And he's so kind. He always does. He always does. And he just instantly dropped the story of Abraham going to retrieve his nephew, Lot. They've been overtaken by some surrounding enemies. And when he does, he crushes the enemy. Abraham retrieves Lot, his family that was stolen, all of their goods. And then one of the kings approaches Abraham and tries to give him all these gifts and things like as a thank you. And Abraham says, no, because you're going to be able to say that you made me rich, but I'm actually going to give God the glory for that. And God's going to get the glory. Mm-hmm. And in that instant, the Lord told me, you will win this competition. But this government program, this, you know, this thing, they're going to claim the glory for what's about to happen, for the success of this business. And the Lord said, wow. I want to get the glory for it. And wow. I'm like, okay, that makes total sense. Told them I was out. People were kind of upset. Like, they had sewn into me for 6 months, thought it was a stupid decision. You know, we were about to get all the money that we needed to build and to grow and get out of our house. And we were back at zero, like, okay, we're back at our house. And in 3 months, his business that had done nothing for a couple years, he did a deal, and we were able to get a new truck that he needed. We built our first brick and mortar, buy a truck for our manager, all this crazy stuff, just debt free to start out our brick and mortar. So that's just one example. I just feel like the Lord has done 1,000 of those things, but it wasn't a smart decision from the outside, you know, but the Lord blessed it, and he was so faithful, you know? So,
wow. I mean, wow. That's like, I feel like a lot of people don't think of the fact that these opportunities that that God's leading through a process for, that he may be leading them so that they can so have a witness and an example of, but I want to be the God of glory in your life. And it's such a rare story, but the principles aren't rare. The principles aren't rare. And I love that. This is profound. Well, how do people get the Tallow? How do people get a hold of your business online? We want everyone to buy your product. I think it's such an amazing product.
We are at flyingcowtallow.com. It's TALLOW. Or you can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Flying Cow Tallows. TALLOWS. We do all kinds of fun giveaways and specials. We have Tallow Tuesday.
It is, you know what it feels like? It feels like a really kind of a new breed of skincare. And it feels like, I think I went to Lush the other day with my girls for bath bombs. And I felt like the level of products you guys have, because you have products for like everything, it's crazy. It feels like such a fun, life-giving project and such a product and such a great store. So I do want to encourage people, when she says this, go to the website just to visit it, because there's some concepts in how you guys are even branding and doing what you're doing that God is leading you into that I just think is like a great role model.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And we love art too. I know you're a great supporter of the arts, and we have other artists that we support out of our store. And yeah, all of our tallows, there's a hand-painted, there's most of them, at least now we've had some new things, but most of them have been hand-painted by a local artist with watercolor. So there's a lot of cool stuff online about supporting the local arts as well.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy about your business. Up next, Final Thoughts with Sean and Bob.
I'm Sean Bowles, and I'm going to invite you to our Spiritual Growth Academy online, where you can attend a four-week class or an event every month. Plus, our back catalog is available to you as well on spiritual gifts, especially hearing God's voice, and also a deeper connection to the Holy Spirit and how to walk with Him in real ways in the days we're living in right now. Come join us at Spiritual Growth Academy by going to bowlesministries.com and clicking on the Academy button.
Welcome back to Final Thoughts with Sean and Bob. Sean, that was a beautiful interview. They have a lot going on, don't they?
They do. And it's awesome to hear more people. We've heard this over and over. Mm-hmm. Who started their business in one of the hardest times in history, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Who learned, not because they were heavily educated, but because they were following God. And they're thriving in their industry. They're thriving in their market. And they're already getting the vision for where to go next, which is more of a, I think it's more of a national launch than just kind of an online national launch. I think it's going to be amazing. Their brick and mortar stores are beautiful. If you go online and see them, they're very artistic. They're very clean. It's awesome.
Yeah. I was really taken by how reliant they were on the Lord for the day-to-day decisions and operations. You know, and people who listen to and watch us know that I'm a planner. I'm a strategic planner. But I know that in the beginning of businesses, when you're bootstrapping, things are just day to day. But I think they feel it in their spirits that planning is coming, because I do feel like after listening to them, there will be a national launch, and they'll need a lot more planning and strategy to achieve those goals. So I just think their business, there's a favor on it. And it was really, really cool to hear it.
And how cool that they're not going to have to go, this company or government or someone gave me a grant.
Yeah.
But they and that's cool when you do get grants. I mean, we've had grants before. It's amazing. But it felt like, and I've seen people do that, like we're the ones who made that happen for them. I've seen ownership of that happen, mm-hmm. not because of bad ego, but just because people are excited to be involved with things. And the fact that God challenged that and said, trust me, at their infancy of their building. I just can't wait to see what this looks like 20 years from now. Like the Greens from mm-hmm. Hobby Lobby, who were making frames in their living room.
Yes.
And if they hadn't have done it with God, listening to God, would we have had this national chain of some of the biggest stores in America? It's like, it's just so crazy when people listen to God, the fruit that happens.
Well, I think the thing that we can learn and our listeners and viewers can learn is listening to God is the secret sauce that brings our faith to life. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for exploring what God is doing in the marketplace with us. We have amazing resources for you at our website with free videos, take an online class with us at our online school, Spiritual Growth Academy, or get one of our books, including the one Bob and I authored together, Wired to Hear.
We have lots of ways to connect with you. Come visit us on social media. Just look for at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassan, or visit bowlesministries.com. This show is made possible by listeners just like you. Become a partner or donate now to become part of our team.
If you enjoyed today's episode, share it on your socials or help us review it on the podcast server you found us on. See you next time.